你怎么知道一个房子里面有没有人在里面？
How can you tell if there's someone in the house?
你经过一个房子，你怎么知道有没有人住在里面？
When you actually come by or drive by a house, how can you tell if someone is in there?
哦，有没有灯？是啊，我很多时候我就看我，比方说我要找我的对面的邻居，我看他，有没有回家，就看他有没有开灯了。
So the way you tell is actually whether or not there's a light. So when you, like when I, want to find out my neighbors around, I just check if there's a light in the house.
有没有其他方法
？Are there any other ways?
哈？哦，靠。敲门是，但通常我不用这一招了。
in other ways, knock on the door, but a lot of times I don't need to go that far.
我记得呢，我卖房子的时候呢，这个房屋经纪告诉我啊，你不要把所有的家具都搬走。
When I was selling the house, the realtor told me that don't move away all the furniture.
因为人家进来了，马上就知道这个是一个空的房子。
So someone actually walk by and they can tell that's an empty house.
那么呢，很多人都不喜欢买空的房子。
A lot of people don't like to buy and purchase an empty house.
因为呢，这个没有一个家的感觉。
Because it doesn't give them a feeling of being a home.
所以呢，从这些家具跟这些有没有灯啊，这些我们知道有没有人住在里面。
So from whether or not there are furniture or light, we can tell whether or not someone's living in there.
会幕是神的家。
The tabernacle is God's home.
其实呢，神也通过呢，它里面的摆设，告诉我们，就是神是住在里面的。
So it's really through what's in there, God tells us whether or not God is dwelling inside.
上个星期呢，我们讲到了，这个会幕的全貌跟这个至圣所。Overview.
Oh, actually, last week we had an overview of the tabernacle and also what's in there.
那么呢，从它的建造里面呢，神告诉我们呢，它是很尊贵的。
So from the construction, God tells us He is very holy.
还有呢，通过约柜里面的画板呢，告诉我们，我们敬拜是基于。与神立约的关系。
And through the plan of the tabernacle, God tells us really worship is the tabernacle to tell us what the path through for worship.
施恩座是提醒我们的救恩，是我们敬拜的根基。
The tabernacle reminds us the foundation of our worship.
还有呢，这个基路伯呢是提醒我们的。敬拜是基于神的圣洁。
God's holiness.
所以呢，我们今天呢，就从神的至圣所移到外面的这个圣所。
So it's so today we're going to look at what's through the inside of the tabernacle to all the area surrounding it.
所以呢，在这个圣所这个 sanctuary 里面呢，有三样家具。
Within the sanctuary, there are three pieces of furniture.
三样家具呢，是提醒我们敬拜的人呢，有三样的功课。
That reminds us that there are three different lessons.
第一个呢，就是圣经早讲的陈设饼的桌子。
The first one is really about this table of showbread.
这个如果我们刚刚念的经文呢，已经告诉我们，他所建造的方法呢，其实跟约柜差不多。
And through the scripture earlier, we can tell the construction method is not that different from the construction of the ark.
但是呢，它的大小是比较小的一个桌子。
In terms of size, this is slightly smaller.
利未记告诉我们呢，在这个桌子上面有十二个饼。
The book of Leviticus tells us that on this table there are 12 bread.
每一个饼呢是用面一法十分之二所做成的。
Every single bread is made out of two tenths of ephah of flour.
我去查过， 就是超过两公升 two liters 的面粉所造的。
So I checked, it's actually made out of about 2 liters of flour.
所以呢，是一个不是一个小的饼呢，是一个大的饼呢。
So this is actually the size of the bread is is not too small.
还有呢，他告诉我们呢，两十二个饼分两行，每边六个。
So it also tells us that the bread is actually placed so that there are two stack, each side has six of them.
上面加上乳香。
And also what's added is
frankincense. 每逢安息日的时候呢，祭司会把旧的饼拿下来，换成新的饼。
So every Sabbath here would actually the old bread would be removed and the actual new bread would be placed there.
那么旧的饼就成为祭司的食物。
So the old bread became the food for the priest.
陈设饼提醒我们敬拜神的人什么呢？
What is that? With this bread, what does that remind us of worshippers?
有一样事情我们肯定的。
The one thing we can be sure of.
陈设饼呢，不是告诉我们神需要我们供应他食物。
So the showbread reminds us that we don't need to provide God with food.
很多宗教，其他宗教是他们的神呢是需要人提供他食物的。
With a lot of religion, actually they needed to have God have people supply God their God with food.
但是我们的神不是这样子。
But our God is not like this.
因为在诗篇里面呢，神明明的说
，So very clearly stated in the book of Psalms，
五十章十二到十三节，神说：“我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。我只吃公牛的肉，只吃山羊的血呢。”
In Psalm 50:12-13 it says, "If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world's mine and all that is in it."Do I eat the flesh of the bulls or drink the blood of goats?
所以呢，神是告诉我们，我不用人提供我食物。
So God tells us, I don't need man to provide me with food.
因为全世界的东西都是属于我的。
Because everything in this earth belongs to me.
那么这个陈设饼提醒人什么呢？
What does the showbread remind man of?
其实他是提醒我，神是供应我们人食物的。
He tells us actually, he is the one provide us with food.
十二个饼代表十二个支派。
The 12 piece of bread represent the 12 tribes.
十二个支派都在神面前。
The 12 tribes are all laid in front of God.
神每一天供应他们所需要的。
God provided the needs every day.
我们知道出埃及的时候呢，神就把玛拿从天降下，每一天供应他们需要。
So we know that when God took them out of Egypt, He gave us manna every day to provide for their needs.
我们的神是供应我们日用饮食的神。
God provides with the daily supplies and needs.
所以当我们去敬拜神的时候，我们应该有一个感谢他的心。
So when we come to worship God, we actually need to come with a thankful and heart.
其实当我认识神越久的时候呢，我越明白一个真理，就是我一切所需要的都是从神而来。
So the more I get to know God, actually, the more I can recognize that everything I need comes from God.
你可以用钱去买一个假期，但是你不能保证你的假期是一个快乐的假期。
You can use money to buy a vacation, but you cannot guarantee this vacation will be a happy one.
但是神却有能力去祝福你有一个快乐的假期。
But then God has the ability to bless you with an enjoyable vacation.
我去旅游的时候，其中有一个兴趣就是看动物。
When I go on vacation, one of my desires to go look at animals.
但是动物不是你想见到就见到的吗？
But these are animals. It's not like you want to go see it and they'll show up.
那么这个月我们去了 Florida.
This month we went to Florida.
那么呢，其中有一个很难忘的一个经历，就是我们去找这个海牛 manatee.
So, So one thing that actually we actually were trying to find is actually trying to see these manatees.
海牛呢是 Florida 这个特产呢。
Manatee is one of the special animals in Florida.
你知道美人鱼的传说也是从 manatee 海牛节来的。
Did you know that the whole the mermaid is actually rumored to have come from manatees?
所以呢，我们就希望呢，去找去，我们就希望去看是怎么样呢？
So we are hoping to be able to find these manatees to see what they're like.
然后去到这个国家公园里面呢，找这些 park ranger 这些工作人员呢，就问他哪里可以看见海牛啊？
So I actually went to a state park and asked the workers there and say, "Where can I find some to see some manatees?"
他说，就在码头就有了。
They say just right by the pier.
他说，但是呢，他说你必须有耐心。
So, but he told us you need to be patient.
因为呢，这些海牛呢，它复习的时候呢，它会浮起来。
Because when these manatees, when they breathe, they'll rise up to the top of the water.
但是同时呢，它们可以不复习在水底下面20分钟。
But they also can stop breathing and stay under the water for 20 minutes.
那么我们就去码头去找啊。
So we went to the pier and look for them.
找不到。
I can't find them.
找到最后一天。
Actually look for actually at the last day.
找到最后一天的时候呢，我们又去了另外一个国家公园。
So at the last day, we went to a different state park.
然后呢，其实呢，这一天就是我们要上飞机的时候了嘛。
And actually, this day is the day that we're supposed to get on the plane.
然后只有一个小时。
You only have 1 hour.
然后去了这个公园以后，问这些 park ranger， 他也讲同一样的事情给我们听。
So we went to this state park and asked the park ranger, he told the same story.
所以我们又去码头去找啊。
So we went to a pier again.
然后但是什么也找不到。
But we couldn't find anything.
最后 Audrey， 我太太说，要离开了，再不离开赶不到飞机了。
So actually, the Audrey said, "We need to go, otherwise we will miss the flight."
那么我就告诉他，给我再一次机会，去码头的另外一边去看看。
I said, "Give me one more chance, so I can go to the other side of the pier."
那么呢，去到这边，我就听到声音了。
So when I get over there, I heard some noise.
就是呢，有一个呼吸的声音听。
So I heard some breathing sound.
那么这个海流就浮起来。
So and then this manatee would actually float it.
然后他复习三次以后就躲下来，又再见不到。
So after taking 3 breaths, he actually went right down there and disappeared again.
当我们见到的时候，我们很高兴。
When we saw that, I was very happy.
最初的时候呢，我是为了看到这个海牛呢，我感觉很高兴。
So and actually, that initially when I saw this manatee, I was very happy.
但是呢，后来我很高兴的原因，就是因为我能够认识这位供应我的神，我觉得很高兴。
And the very main reason is that that I got to know this God who provided with all my needs.
为什么神对我们这么好
？Why is God treated so nicely?
耶稣曾经告诉我们
，Jesus once told us.
他说。不要为那必坏的食物努力，要为那存到永生的食物努力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所认证的。
And Jesus told us that do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for in him God the Father has placed a seal of approval.
你知道我们在世上有很多你可以追求的东西。
You know, on this earth, there are a lot of things you can go after.
但是你知道啊，他们都有共通点，就是他们都是必坏的。
So, there's only one common theme between all of them, and they are all perishable.
因为他们都是暂时的。
Because they are all temporary.
但是耶稣告诉我们，有一样东西是存到永远的。
But Jesus told that there is one thing that is not perishable, can last in forever.
我们要追求这样东西。
And this is what you should be seeking.
什么是存到永远的食物呢？
What is the thing that would last forever in the future with this food?
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的人永远不渴。
Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们要回想神给我们的供应。
So when we come before God, let us be reminded of what He has provided for us.
神给我每天的饮食。
And God gave us food for every day.
家庭的温暖。
The warmth of the family.
身体健康。
A healthy body.
出入平安
and then, that we go in and out, that we are safe.
我们工作的能力
ability to work.
这些都不是偶然的
These are not coincidental.
这个是神给我们的恩典
This is the grace of God to us.
我们来到神面前的时候，我们要有一个感谢他的心
When we come before God, we also need to have a grateful heart.
但是我们不要只想到这些我们得到的礼物。
But let's not just only think about all the gifts that we receive.
我们要想到这个供应我们的神。
Let's also think about the God who provides us all these things for us.
因为他才是能够永远满足我们的神。
Because he's the one who can ultimately satisfy all our needs.
我们人呢，当我们觉得感谢的时候，我们会用一个方法去表达。
So when we actually feel like we're being thankful, there's one way that we can do to express it.
我们就是会送礼物
and that we give a gift.
所以呢，其中一个在圣经里面告诉我们，表现我们感谢神的方法就是去奉献。
So one method that actually God tells us is that when we want to be thankful, and that is to provide to offering.
因为你奉献的时候，你是证明了你爱神超过你爱你手上面的礼物。
Because when you offer, you show God that you love God more than you love what you have.
那我特别邀请我们里面年轻人哈，你们也可以学习奉献的。
So I especially want to invite the young people amongst us. You also can learn how to offer.
因为你小的时候，你拥有小的东西的时候呢，你奉献是比较容易的。
So when you are actually younger, you offer what you have, it's very proportional, it's also smaller.
如果你小的时候都不奉献呢，你长大你拥有很多东西的时候呢，你很难奉献给神。
So when you're younger, you don't even offer. When you get older, it's even going to be far more difficult.
那下个礼拜呢，就是过年了。
Week is going to be Chinese New Year.
你们会收到红包的，应该是会收到红包的。
You should be receiving some red pocket.
你要考虑把一部分奉献给神。
You should consider to offer a portion of that to God.
因为神对我们是很好的。
Because God is so gracious to us.
圣所的北边呢是放了这个陈设饼的桌子。
The north side of the sanctuary there was table for the showbread.
它的南边就是放了这个金灯台。
On the south side there is this golden lampstand.
圣经告诉我们呢，这个金灯台是用伊他林德金金锤出来的。
The Bible tells us actually this is made out of one ton of gold.
伊他林德就是大概有75磅的黄金。
One ton of gold is approximately 75 pounds of gold.
它的形象呢，其实是好像一个树一样。
The shape of this is almost like a tree.
它中间有一个主干。
There's a main stem in the middle.
那么呢，两旁有三个分支。
There on both sides there are three branches.
枝子上面呢，都有好像心，画的图案在上面。
And on the base there is some kind of carved carvings.
出埃及记27章里面呢，告诉我们呢，这个灯台上面的灯呢是常常点着烛的。
Exodus tells us actually the lamp on that is actually continued to be lit.
我们刚刚有讲过, 你看见房子里面有灯, 你就知道它的主人是在里面了。
As we said earlier, if you're light inside the house, we know that the host is inside the house.
所以呢,神也是这样子告诉以色列人, 他是常常在这个会幕里面, 还有呢, 他是在会幕里面没有睡觉的, 所以他的灯常常开着的。
So then also the, it's the same way God used to the light to be lit in there so that he is not sleeping.
这金灯台呢,提醒我们敬拜者什么呢?
So what does this gold lampstand remind us of?
以色列人的传统呢,常常把这个金灯台比作这个生命树。
Traditionally, the Israelites actually compare this to the tree of life.
还有呢，你会发觉呢，在会幕里面呢，是没有窗户，所以呢，这个金灯台的光呢，是他们光的唯一的来源。So
within the tabernacle, there are no windows, so this is the lamp is the only source of light.
所以这个金灯台是把人引到神面前去敬拜。
So the golden lampstand is what attracts man to come before him and worship him.
所以我们可以说金灯台代表提醒我们的神是我们人生的引导。
So you can actually say the golden lampstand is actually the guide of our life.
当耶稣在世界的时候，他曾经说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
When Jesus was on earth, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
耶稣这句话告诉我们一个事实。
What Jesus said told us the truth.
就是我们所有的人都走在黑暗里面。
And that is, we all men walk in darkness.
我们本来就活在
We have originally lived in sin.
还有他告诉我们，黑暗不单只告诉我们是活在罪恶里面，也告诉我们人呢，其实是看不见前面的路。And
not only did he tell us that we live in darkness, but also we cannot see the path in front of us.
我觉得呢，作为一个成人呢，最是蛮大压力的。So
I think that actually as adult, there's a lot of pressure.
你小的时候，你要做的决定是其实很小的。So
when you're younger, the decisions you make is actually very minor.
可能就是你今天穿什么衣服。Perhaps
it's like what are you gonna wear today?
它对你的人生的影响也不大。It's
a very little impact on your life.
但是你慢慢长大的时候，你每一个决定都可能影响你一生。So
as you grow older, every single decision that you make will have impact on your life.
比方说。 我将来要念哪一个专业呢?
For example, what kind of career or actually specialty will I go into?
我们很希望我们所念的专业可以保证我将来找到一个我喜欢的职业。
We'll hope that actually whatever study we actually would help us to find a job in that career.
但是有谁可以保证呢?
But who can guarantee that?
耶稣告诉我们，他就是世上的光。
Jesus tells us, He is the light of the world.
换句话说，他可以把你看不见的东西让你看见。
In other words, He can allow you to see that things that you cannot see.
他可以成为你生命的光。
He can become the light for your life.
这句圣经里面告诉我们。 这个世界的光怎么可以成为我们生命的光呢?
This house is actually this light can be our light of our life.
就是中间一句话,
and that is a sentence in the middle.
它就是跟从我的,
那么耶稣就成为你生命的光。 And that is to follow him, and that becomes your light of your life.
当我们跟从耶稣的时候, 神就会带领我们的一生。
When we follow Jesus, Jesus becomes the light of our life.
我们说的，上个礼拜讲到敬拜的开始，其实就是耶稣基督的救赎。
Last week we talked about the beginning of worship is actually the salvation for God.
当你相信耶稣成为你的救主的时候， 你就能够来到神面前去敬拜他。
So when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, then you can come before Him and worship Him.
那么神就会带领你了。
In that way, God will lead you.
他就会成为你生命的光。
And that He will become the light of your life.
所以我们来到神面前去敬拜他的时候，
So when we come before Him to worship Him,
其实我们就寻找他的引导。
Then is that we are seeking for His guidance.
他是一位良善的神。
He is a God of goodness.
他会带领我们。
He would actually lead us.
他会引导我们每一天的决定。
He will lead us with every decision that we make every day.
神怎么引导他的儿女呢？
How does God lead His children?
通过圣经。
Through the Word of God.
因为神的话就是我们脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Because His word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path.
两个礼拜前去放假，放假以后回来了。
Two weeks ago I went on vacation. After vacation I came back.
回来以后又收到就是promotion 的电话。
After resting, received a promotional phone call.
但这个是 Hilton 旅馆打来的。
And this is from Hilton Hotel.
他说啊，现在有一个很便宜的promotion 啊，大减价，你要不要去啊？
You to ask it. We have a great promotion right now. Do you want to go?
你可以不选定，你未来十二个月什么时候去都可以。
You can go anytime during the next 12 months.
OK， 那么啊，其实呢，我听到价钱这么便宜呢，就很哎，这个好啊，对。
So when I heard about the low price, I was actually very tempted to say yes.
但是圣经会，神会通过圣经去提醒我们的。
But also God used the Bible to remind us.
当时想到就是不要贪爱世界啊。
What I was reminded of is actually do not love the world.
还有呢，神提醒我们，神做我们的，你这为什么？圣经告诉我们为什么人有妻子啊
？God tells us why does man have a wife？
就是他是你的帮助嘛，圣经说。
And then they say she's your helper. That's what the scripture says.
所以很多时候呢，神会通过我们的配偶。把他的旨意告诉我们。
So a lot of times, God would tell us about His will through our spouse.
所以我就告诉电话里面这个人，我说我不能没有跟我太太讨论以下做这个决定。
So I told the person on the phone and say I cannot make the decision without checking with my wife.
你明天再打来啊。
Call me back tomorrow.
所以我们晚上就讨论了。
So we actually discussed it that night.
然后我们结论就是我们不去了。
So our conclusion is that we were not going to go.
有的时候呢，你知道，你寻找神的心意的时候，神的带领，他不一定给你一个你喜欢的答案了。
So a lot of times when you seek God's will, a lot of times He may not give you an answer that you like.
但是你可以肯定一样事情，神给你的带领是一个最好，对你来说是一个最好的一个带领。
But one thing you can be sure of, what God guides you is the best decision for you.
当我们敬拜神的时候
，When we worship God,
我们是寻求他的旨意。
Where we are seeking His will.
所以我们也要学习去顺服神。
So we also need to learn to be obedient to Him.
我们要相信神给我们的安排是最好的。
We need to believe that what God has prepared for us is the best.
圣所里面最后一样东西就是这个香坛。
The last item in the within the sanctuary is the tabernacle is the altar of incense.
香坛呢是放在月柜跟幔子前面的。
This altar incense is actually right in front of the curtain.
每一个早晨跟每一个晚上呢，这是会在香坛上面烧香。
Every morning and every evening, the priest would actually burn the incense in front of this altar of incense.
圣经也很详细的告诉我们这个香是用什么材料去做的。
The scripture also tells us in detail what this incense is made out of.
香坛呢是提醒 敬拜者来到神面前的祷告。
The incense is reminds us the kind of prayer that the worshippers as he come before him to as prayer.
诗篇一百四十一篇第二节说：“愿我的祷告如香陈列在你面前，愿我举手祈求如献晚祭。”
Psalm 141:2 says, "May my prayer be set before you like incense, may the lifting up of my hands like the evening sacrifice."
香坛是放在约柜面前的。
The altar of this altar of incense is actually placed in front of the altar, the ark.
所以证明呢，我们的神呢是很看重人的祷告。
So that is to see that our God is actually place a lot of emphasis on man's prayer.
还有呢，他需要人呢，每早晨到晚上都烧香的时候，他就希望敬拜他的人不住的祷告。
So and when he asked that the incense be burned in the morning and the evening, and that is to say that he want man to pray continuously.
在新约的里面呢，约翰见到天上的敬拜。
In the New Testament, when John saw the kind of worship up in heaven,
在启示录的第五章里面，二十四会长老各拿着琴和圣满了香的敬炉，这香就是众圣徒的祷告祈祷。
In the book of Revelation, it says that the 24 elders fell down and actually holding golden bowls of incense, which are the prayer of God's people.
弟兄姊妹，你知道神很喜欢我们的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, you see that God really desires our prayers.
一个合神心意的一个祷告，就好像香一样，对神来说是他是很喜悦的。
A prayer that is acceptable to God is actually like this incense that God really would be pleased.
所以呢，我们不要觉得不好意思，把我们的需要带到神面前。
So don't be afraid to bring our needs in front of God.
不要觉得我常常跌倒，我常常犯罪，我没有念来到神的面前。
So don't think that because we sin we fall all the time that we don't dare to come before God.
因为圣经告诉我们呢，我们的主耶稣我们的大祭司就是主耶稣，他并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前，为要得怜恤蒙安慰做随时的帮助。
The scripture reminds us that we do not have a high priest who are unable to emphasize with our weakness, but we do have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us with the time of need.
当知识每一个早晨每一个晚上来到会幕面前烧香的时候，
So when the priests come before God to actually burn the incense in the morning and the evening,
其实他是为了以色列人去代求。
So what he's doing is actually he's praying on behalf of the Israelites.
我们的主耶稣是我们的大祭司，他也是这样子不断地为我们代求。
Our Jesus is our high priest and is also praying on our behalf.
希伯来书七章二十五节告诉我们，主耶稣是长远活着替他们祈求。
And in Hebrews 7:25 reminds us that he always lived to intercede for us.
所以呢，这个香坛也提醒我们，不但为自己去祷告，也为别人去祷告。
So this altar incense also reminds us not only just to pray for ourselves, but also pray for others.
为到你的家人，为到你的儿女，为到你的认识的朋友去祷告。
Pray for your family, pray for your children, and pray for your friends.
把他们的需要告诉神。
Bring forth their needs to God.
因为这是神所喜悦的。
Because this is what God desires.
圣所里面三样的家具。
The three pieces of furniture within the tabernacle.
是提醒神是住在这个会幕里面。
To actually remind us that God lives in this tabernacle.
这三样家具也提醒我们三样的事情。
The three pieces of furniture also reminds of the three different things.
陈设饼呢是提醒我们神是供应我们的神。
The showbread reminds us that God is a God of providence.
我们来到神的面前的时候要有一个感谢他的心。
When we come before God, we need to have a heart of thanksgiving.
我们其中一个方法去表达我们对神的感谢就是通过奉献。
And one way to express it is through our offering.
金灯台是提醒我们我们的神是引导我们一生的神。
And the lampstand reminds us that God is a God who actually guides us, provides guidance for our lives.
我们来到神的面前要顺服他。
When we come before God, we need to be obedient.
其中一个方法你去寻找神的心意就是通过你每一天读圣经。
The one way to do that is actually through the daily scripture reading.
最后一样就是香坛。
And the last furniture is the incense altar.
这个是提醒我们我们的神是一个听祷告的神。
It reminds us that God is God who listens to prayers.
所以我们来到神面前我们可以坦然无惧。
So when we come before God, we can come before Him without any fear.
香坛也提醒我们，我们不单只为自己求，也会到别人去求。
And this altar, this incense altar, reminds us that not only do we pray, but we also can pray for others.
因为这是神所喜悦的。
Because this is pleasing to God.
我们最后一重祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为圣灵就是住在我们的心里面。
Because your Holy Spirit dwells within our heart.
我们今天就是与神同行。
And that is, today we can walk with God.
愿意我们每一次来到你的面前的时候，神你会同样的提醒我们。
We actually every time we come before Him, you that you remind us.
就是你是供应我们的神。
And that is, you are God who provides us.
你是引导我们的神。
You are one who also guides us.
还有你是听祷告的神。
You also want to listen to our prayers.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to a prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.